August 12, 1938. When the creature enters the divine will, heaven lowers itself and the earth rises to exchange the kiss of peace. The love of God in manifesting the truth. How everything becomes life. How all created things are members of Jesus. Varieties of love. The divine will is always around me, wanting to invest my acts with its light to lay its life in them. It seems to me that it is attentive to the extent of persecuting me with love and light, because it wants, in everything I do, that I ask for its life. Oh! How happy I am in feeling persecuted with love and light by the Supreme Fiat. Then my sweet Jesus, surprising me, said, "So you see, my daughter, in wanting that the creature live in my will, my love reaches such an excessive point that I even persecute her with love and light. Love eclipses all evils, in such a way that, seeing only my will, the creature abandons herself in it and makes us do what we want. Love attracts her, delights her, so that she would let us win. You must know that, as the creature enters our will to form her act, heaven lowers itself while the earth rises. So they meet. What a happy encounter! Heaven, feeling transported to earth by the creative strength of the divine fiat, kisses the earth, the human generations, and, at any cost, wants to give to them what it possesses. To content the divine volition that brought it on earth, because it wants to reign in all. As the earth is being raised to heaven, the creatures feel an unknown strength that leads to good. A celestial air that imposes itself on all, making them breathe a new life. An act in my will is almost incredible. These acts will form the new day. The human generations will feel as though being renewed through them, rejuvenated and good. They will form the disposition to dispose the human generations to receive their life to let it reign. These acts of the creature done in my volition will be the endowment, the potent preparation, the most effective means to obtain a good so great. After this he added, "My daughter, our love is almost unbelievable. When we have to manifest the truth regarding our will, first we love it within ourselves. We make it easier. We adapt it to the human intelligence, so that the creature can easily understand it and make it her own life. We provide it with our love, and then we make it known, as a sweetheart who wants to give himself to her as life, feeling the need to be formed in her. But not yet satisfied, we purify the human intelligence. We invest it with our light and we renew it, so that it may know our truth, kiss it, enclose it within itself, and give it all the freedom to form its life, remaining transformed in that truth. So, each one of our truths brings our divine life into the creature as a lover that loves and wants to be loved. Our love is such that we adapt ourselves to the human conditions to facilitate this knowledge, since, if we know each other, it is easier to win the human will to ourselves that will have the interest in possessing its God. Without knowledge, the ways are closed, the communications broken, and we remain as the God far away from the creatures, even though we are inside and outside of them. And they remain far away from us. Nobody can possess a good without knowing it. Therefore, we want to make known that everything becomes divine life within one who lives in the divine will. In everything she does, thinking, speaking, working, walking, loving my fiat, possessing its creative virtue, lays its life down, and thinks, speaks, works, walks and loves, forming the operating, the speaking creation, using that creature to continue its creation, or to do even more beautiful things. So, creation is not finished, but still continues in the souls who live in our will, and if the order, beauty and power of our works can be seen in the creation, then the love, order and beauty of our creative virtue will be seen in the creature, repeating our divine lives each time the creature gives us her acts to let us work. The creature is life. It operates differently than creation. Therefore we feel an irresistible love to form our lives within her. Oh! How we fling ourselves, how happy we are, how our love finds its rest in our will, its completion, which is forming our life in her. The works and the steps of those who do not live in our will are, instead, without life, like painted pictures that cannot receive any life. They can neither give life, nor can they produce any good. There cannot be life or good without my will. Then, I was ending my acts in the divine will after having had Holy Communion, when my sweet Jesus told me, how beautiful it is when I descend, as sacrament, in the heart, and I find it in my will. I find everything in it. I find my mother and queen, and I feel that I receive again the glory as if I were incarnating myself again. I find all my works surrounding me, honoring me, loving me. And since my will circulates as blood and palpitates in all created things, they are united with me, as if they were limbs originating from me, remaining in me. Therefore, everything I did on earth and all created things are like my arms, my feet, my heart, my mouth. They love me and glorify me in an infinite way. For the creature living in my will, all that is mine is hers too, so she can give me my living humanity to love me, to keep me separated and protected from all. She can give me the love I had in creating the sun. What specialty of love this light contains! It is filled with many different and innumerable effects of sweetness, colors and fragrances. In each effect there is a distinct love of mine, and you can see it in the varieties of sweetness. Each one is different from the other. My love is insuperable. Not satisfied with letting man taste only one sweetness of its love, delighting him with one color, one single fragrance, it wanted to place many different sweetnesses to drown and feed him with my love. My primary food was my love. All other things came in secondary order. So the sun, that does so much good to the earth, lays its light under man's steps. It fills his eye with light. It invests him completely, following him everywhere. It is my love that runs within its light and, loving him, lets itself be tread upon by his steps. My love fills his eye with light, investing him completely, following him everywhere. That light contains my infinite extensions of love, my love that languishes, that wounds and enraptures, my love that burns, that sweetens everything, that gives back life to all, my love that takes the creature from every side, carrying her in its arms. Look, my daughter, look at this light, and even you will not be able to count the many varieties of my love. If you will live in my will, the sun will be years a part of you. You will be able to give me as many varieties of love for as many as I have given to you. All created things are my members. Heaven and each star are distinct loves of mine toward the creature. The wind, a limb of mine, does nothing other than blow my distinct love. Now it blows to her the freshness of my love, now the caress of my love, now it blows to her with my impetuous love, now it brings her the refreshment of my love. Even the drops of water in the sea squeeze together to never cease to murmur the varieties of love with which I love the creatures. Even in the air they breathe, I send, with each breath, a distinct I love you. Therefore, descending in the sacrament, I bring created things with me as my own members, together with enchanting scenes of my love so diverse and various, and I place them inside the creature like an army, to love her and to be loved. How hard and painful it is to love and not be loved. So, live always in my will, and it will present to you the many ways with which I loved you. In this way, you will love me the way I want you to. Fiat.